Hi, this is Liz.
And this is Kim.
Thanks for joining us for episode 20 of Keep Up with Liz and Kim. Kim, summer's here.
It is. All the big events have started. Music on the Lawn, the Ada Farmers Market, and with this beautiful weather, people really need to come out and enjoy this walkable community in Ada.
They really do. And to, like, learn about our trails and the parks, and there's a lot to do down here.
Yes, you can bike, you can walk, there's ice cream shops, there's the covered bridge, there's so much to see and do, and it's just a ton of fun for families to come out or to groups of girlfriends and just really enjoy.
Enjoy, yeah, and grab a social district while you're at it. If you guys didn't know, the social district is 7 days a week, so come out, grab a social district drink, hang out at the park, enjoy a scooter ride, whatever you want to do.
Yeah.
All right, well, we're super excited to have Ron Cook here with us today. Kim, you want to give a little intro on him?
Sure. Ron is the owner of Nona's the Trattoria here in Ada. He spent over two decades living in and around Italy while working as the president of an espresso machine manufacturing company. At the age of 69, he opened his first full-service restaurant where his love of European cuisine shines through in the menu. Ron and his wife chose the name because they want the restaurant to feel like you're eating dinner at your grandmother's house on a Sunday night with fresh, homemade meals served straight from the oven onto your plate.
And they definitely nailed that.
Yes. Nona's has been, since it opened, a Ada favorite, and they always deliver.
What's your favorite?
Oh, goodness. I do love the avocado salad and the quiche.
Good. Yes, I love the basil chicken salad and the curry chicken salad.
They're all so wonderful.
Definitely wins. All right, well, we're super excited to have Ron. All right, we are super excited to have Ron here with us. So I always start with the hardest question I say. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Yeah, I'm uninteresting.
That is not true.
No, not true.
Well, I'm not from Grand Rapids. My wife is from Grand Rapids and grew up here. Christian High, Shawnee Park Church. And we met in New York. I have a real eclectic background. I started out as a university administrator, as the assistant of the president of Hofstra University. And then the bottom dropped out of private higher education. Somebody on the board of Hofstra owned part of a small chain of stores in Manhattan that made fresh pasta and sold cheese. And I went in there and ran that and built it into four stores and a restaurant in Bergdorf Goodman's. And then I started selling the pasta machinery that we used, which is made in Italy. And I got talked into moving to Birmingham, Alabama, where to build a factory for fresh pasta, and it was a 33,000 square foot factory for fresh pasta and modified atmosphere, like the Contadina fresh product. And we made a ton of tortellini and a ton of fettuccine an hour.
Wow.
With that. Then that was sold very shortly after I got it up and running, and I talked the equipment company in Milan to hiring me, and we moved to Milan for 3 years, and I dealt with English language customers there. And then our son was born there. We moved back. We were actually in East Grand Rapids for about a year and a half. I was still working for that company, but just taking care of major food processors here, like Borden, Kraft, Nestle. And did that for about a year and a half here, and then they asked me to take over the subsidiary in New York, so we moved back to New York, where we had met. And after that, a friend of mine called me and he said, hey, I had to buy this company in Florence. You want to go back to Italy and run it? And so I did, and it was La Marzocco Espresso Machine Company. And the reason he had to buy it from this little family business was that he was providing those machines to Starbucks.
Oh, okay.
And every Starbucks in the world for a number of years had a La Marzocco. Nothing else. They used nothing else until they had to go to push-button machines because of throughput and training issues. They were training 20,000 baristas a year.
Wow.
And they had turnover in staff that was bigger than supermarkets, which, you know, about the worst. So, and then I built a factory there for them, and another 30,000 square feet. And just as we did that, the recession hit. We were paying for the old factory, paying for the new factory. No orders came in for 90 days from 30 distributors around the world. I mean, wow. Zero. And so we had to move back. And the only place we knew was Grand Rapids because, you know, Gene had family here. So we did that, and I had to, I was about 62 at the time. I had to figure out what to do. And we finally, after about a year of looking, wound up with the pantry space. And I said to Gene, okay, well, we'll do coffee here, and we'll do pastries. And we can prep the pastries in the afternoon, bake them up in the morning. We'll be out of here by 3 o'clock in the afternoon. So, and she said, no, you have to do your omelets. And I said, no, I'm not, you know, yes, you have to do your omelets. And I said, I'm not going from president of the company to short order cook. And I did. And there was actually I used one steel French omelet pan, cracked 3 eggs for every omelet. And there was one Sunday that I made 90 omelets.
Wow. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, yeah. And it just showed that there was nothing, and there were very little available in Ada at that point.
Right.
So that was like 2013, I think.
Okay.
So we did that for about 3 years. Then one of our good customers said, hey, the building across the street's for sale. Why don't we buy it and show Ada what a restaurant can be? Now, I'd never done a restaurant before. I mean,
right.
That little coffee shop was not that big a deal. But so we did it, and the rest is history. We just finished our 8th year, and we have a very loyal clientele, and I think we're pretty well received.
Oh, very well received, yes.
Oh, yes, a favorite, yeah. For yeah. Sure.
It is.
But so that may be more than you wanted to know. But
no, that is wonderful.
That's super interesting. Such an eclectic past. But all of that, I think, plays into why Nona's is successful. You've
yes.
worked in a lot of different industries, yep. And you understand the processes, and you've built other companies. So you had yep. a lot of experience.
Yeah, and as I mentioned, I have a bachelor's degree in political science.
You know, most of us don't use our degrees, so it's okay.
Right.
And we won't talk about what our degrees
are. Yeah, yeah. Exactly.
Right.
All right. So you started this restaurant, and yeah. it took off, and
yeah.
we are so thrilled that you guys landed here in Ada.
Well, thank you.
Yeah. And so how has living in Europe and all these travels affected your menu at Nona's?
Well, what we try to do is be as European as possible, have as little plastic on the tables or anywhere in the restaurant as possible, and provide customer service that's really above and beyond what what most other restaurants do. I and Gene, we both make a point of going around and talking to customers. We have a huge number of people who know us, and I.
Oh yeah.
I would love to say I know all their names, but I don't. But I learned that from Harry's Bar in Venice. We were living in Milan, and Gene, for my birthday, took us on a train to Venice to Harry's Bar for my birthday for lunch. And we're sitting there in Harry's Bar, and we're two nobodies, basically. And along comes Arrigo Cipriani, who was the owner of Harry's Bar, in an impeccably tailored double-breasted suit. And he came around to every table, and he talked to every customer. And I've never forgotten that. Mm-hmm. So
you haven't even forgotten his name.
No.
Right.
No, I just looked it up recently.
So you may have forgotten his name.
But it still made an impression.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely, yeah. It was, with La Marzocco and the company in Milan, I was entertaining clients all the time from all over the world. And so I just took what it was, you know, what sank in from restaurants and and menus, and that's how we started.
We
were lucky to have had a built-in clientele from the other side of the street, from the pantry, at that point. But we don't own the pantry anymore. We paid it forward to Gina, who runs it, and she's doing a better job than I ever did over there. So,
the pantry is wonderful, but isn't it crazy that one experience in your life can actually change your life? You know, just seeing him well tailored in a trip on a train, and now you're owning Nona's, and you're implementing those things that you saw and felt into your own restaurant.
Yes.
Crazy. Yeah. So you went from president of many large companies.
Not large companies, small to medium sized companies.
Small to medium.
35 to 65 employees.
Okay.
Yeah.
To now a small business owner.
Right.
What are some of the things that you love about being a small business owner that you don't love about being a small business owner?
There's not much that I don't like.
Okay.
And that's probably because we're successful. But what I do like is that as a small business owner, you are your own boss. And you don't have committee meetings. And you don't have corporate politics, and if you make it or you break it, it's on you. And so
it's good. the freedom to be creative and fail or succeed.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Hey, can you imagine a restaurant being managed by committee?
I don't think it would work. Nobody would get served for hours.
Right. So it sounds like there haven't been too many challenges, but I know like this year you guys unexpectedly had some flooding and had to work with, floors. So what are some challenges that you've had since opening Nona's?
Well, there's this little thing called the pandemic.
Oh, true.
Right.
And my manager, Sue Younger, who's retiring at the end of this month, by the way, decided, okay, we're gonna sell food to go. And we opened up one of the windows onto the deck and put a 10-foot square tent out there. And we took orders over the phone. We just handed them out through the window. So, lemons, you make lemonade.
Mm-hmm. Yep, definitely.
And we were able to keep our entire kitchen staff, because that definitely didn't want to start over with a new kitchen staff. Mm-hmm. And so that worked. One of the big challenges in the restaurant business is the back of the house, the kitchen itself. Mm-hmm. And, there's a lot of movement of people, and I like to say you don't get Harvard grads looking for kitchen jobs. It's something you really have to concentrate on. And we're very fortunate right now; we have a really good kitchen, really good chef. And they're younger people, and they get what I want. So that's good.
Yeah, that's amazing. And we've heard that from many people. It's the employees of a restaurant. It's one of the biggest challenges is keeping them and hiring them to begin with. So it is a very known thing.
And, we really care about our employees, too. Yeah. And we take care of them, and that's reflected in how they treat our customers.
Most definitely. But all of our small business owners that come in, and we all talk about staffing, is finding the right fit. Mm-hmm. Just because someone's super talented also doesn't always mean they're the right fit for your business.
Correct.
And I think that's one of the large challenges for everyone.
Yeah, and we knew that Sue was going to retire this year, and I've been thinking about, where do we find a replacement for her? And we found one. The challenge is, you can find a dozen restaurant managers, but the challenge for me, was finding someone who understood the demographic in the Ada area and could deal with those people, as well as being good in operations and financials. And we found Nick Osterdorp, who was a an assistant manager at Reserve. He went to Forest Hills High School. He grew up in this area. He knows people from that part of his life. He knows people from Reserve. He has a background in hospitality, has a degree in hospitality from Grand Valley, actually, I think. And he's turned out to be a really great fit for us.
Is he quite tall?
6'7".
Yes. Okay.
I know who he is.
Yeah. We just had lunch there this week and saw him. And I'm like, whoa, you are very tall.
Yes.
But such a great guy. Such a great fit. Yes.
Yeah. No, that's wonderful. My husband and I eat at Reserve a lot before going to Broadway Grand Rapids. So
we have a lot of small business listeners and people that want to start small businesses. What is some advice that you would give somebody who wants to start a business or who is already in a small business as an owner?
Well, the restaurant business, which is where my most recent, obviously, experience, is one that has, I think the statistics are a 78% failure rate in the first year.
Wow.
So if you're going to get into a restaurant, you really need to know what restaurants are all about. And you need to be, as in any small business, not be undercapitalized. If you don't have enough money to get through the first year at least, you might as well not do it. And I think that's where a lot of restaurant businesses fall down. They just can't, they've got a good idea, they've got a good space, but they can't keep it going until the clientele is there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, no, that makes sense.
Yeah.
I think that's great advice because I'm also a small business owner, and it's so, when you have the creative mind, it's so easy to get wrapped into like, this idea is wonderful and it's going to work, but that idea has to have a lot of money behind it.
Yes.
Right? Because it's not going to work the first year. You're going to figure out a lot of failures that first year. You're going to figure out a lot of things that you need to change. And yeah, it's with that, you need money to make those changes.
Correct.
So, yeah.
Correct.
Yes. All right. I do have one other question for you. Do you have a La Marzocco, am I saying that right, espresso machine at Nona's?
Yes, we have one at Nona's, and we have one across the street at the pantry.
Okay. I've seen the espresso machines there, so after you started talking about it, I thought that must be.
Yes, yeah. And the new coffee shop.
Foxtail?
Yeah. Foxtail has a Marzocco as well.
Okay.
Yeah, it's the top of the range. It's really very very well received and very well thought of. The Bradbury has one too. Down on Wealthy, but we're talking about Ada.
So. Yeah. And speaking of Ada, if you had a free Saturday, what would your wife and you, how would you spend your day in Ada Village?
We would start at the bookstore, which is a great addition.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful, yes.
And it's being supported, and that's phenomenal. Independent bookstores are tough.
Yes.
And then we'd go to lunch at one of the other restaurants. You know, we can go to our restaurant all the time.
Yeah, right.
We'd get Luna or Zayton's or... what else? Luna Zayton's...
Mudpenny. Mirth.
Mirth or... Well, I don't know if Mirth is open for lunches, but... or the garage bar for a burger.
Yep.
So that's it.
Yeah. Well, there
Fantastic.
You go. All about the food, right?
Yeah, you got it.
All right.
And the wine.
And the wine. How can people stay connected to you and your business and just keep up to date with Nona's?
Well, we do have a website. It's eatwithnona.com, and we're making some improvements to that. If you need to get in touch with us, the phone number is 616-920-7028, and you can contact Nick at nick.nonas@gmail.com.
Okay.
Perfect. Okay.
Yeah.
And I do want to note your deck is now open for the
Absolutely.
Summer. It's
Absolutely.
A wonderful place for people to hang out and eat. And you also do some really fun rosé and wine dinner. So people should check those out.
There's a rosé brunch on the 30th of July. I don't know if you're doing this in July.
I mean, this is great.
They can make reservations by calling there. Okay. We're on OpenTable, but you have to go to our website to get to OpenTable.
Okay.
But you can either do that or you can call directly for a reservation.
Okay. Perfect. Okay, the very, very last question we'll ask you. What is your absolute favorite dish at Nona's?
Wow. I think right now the scallops are phenomenal. Some of the specials are really great too, but the scallops are pan-seared. They're tender, they're huge, and they're phenomenal. It's served with asparagus and some cherry tomatoes and a beurre blanc.
Sounds wonderful.
We're gonna have to
and
try
I love scallops.
It. I don't know if you guys can hear it. My stomach's growling already. All right, well, thank you so much, Ron. This was so great. It was so awesome to have you, and I know our listeners are going to love it.
My pleasure. Thank you very much.
Thanks for joining us.
All right, should we jump in the Fast Five?
Let's do it.
The Ada Village Farmers Market is happening every Tuesday through October 29th. There are new vendors, a ton of activities. Discover Ada has a booth that is highlighting a business every week. There are picnic tables, tents, food trucks. It's a great activity, and definitely come stop by, check out the vendors.
And speaking of those picnic tables, I do want to note that the ABA is going to be hosting summer meetups for people to come out and on their lunch hour and network and have a good time. So check out our social media for more information about that. Summer Wonder at KDL has begun with reading and learning challenges for all ages to earn prizes. The program runs through August 9th, so stop by the Amy Van Andel Library for more information and to pick up your Wonder Guide or visit kdl.org/summer.
Cars and Coffee is coming to Ada Village. That's right. Cars and Coffee Grand Rapids will be here July 13th and August 10th. This is an awesome event. It brings down a whole new audience, and we're super excited to partner with Label Motorsports and Cars and Coffee Grand Rapids for this event.
I'm excited about that, and so many people I talk to are very excited about this moving to Ada.
Yeah, it's going to be wonderful. Like, Mudbenny's doing barbecue. Mario's got something up his sleeve. It's going to be awesome.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing what Mario from Luna is going to do.
Yeah, me too.
All right. The first Beers at the Bridge of 2024 is happening at the end of this week on Friday. Those happen once a month. So if you missed the June one, do make sure to check out Ada Township's social media and come out for the July or August event.
Yeah, that's always a good time.
Yes.
4th of July is only a few weeks away. This summer is cruising by. So crazy. Join the fun of the annual parade, car show, fireworks, and more. Definitely come down to Ada Village, experience everything, check out the shops, and enjoy all the things we have to offer on the 4th of July.
All right. If you want to keep up with what is happening in Ada, learn more about the businesses, and participate in our upcoming events, follow Discover Ada and the ABA on social media, and subscribe to this podcast.
As always, thanks for listening. I'll try to keep up.